Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's second quarter 2023 results podcast with Carlos Firetti, Investor Relations Officer.
Hello, thank you for listening to our second quarter 2023 results podcast. Our net income was 4.5 billion reais in the quarter, an increase of 5.6%, driven by the insurance results improvement and market NII evolution. This result still shows low level of return, but it is in line with the gradual recovery path that we have indicated over the last quarters. The loan portfolio grew by 1.6% in 12 months, 5.7% in individuals, and a 1.2% drop in companies due to our strict credit policy to control delinquents. We have already started to increase credit origination in some retail portfolios, starting with lower risk lines and for which we are more confident that delinquency is totally under control, such as personal credit for middle-income customers. The most recent credit vintages already show a meaningful improvement in delinquency indicators. In the second quarter, the short delinquency index improved in all segments. The over 90 days delinquency index shows signs of stabilization. Credit provision expenses were 10.3 billion reais in the quarter, accumulating 19.8 billion reais in the first half, consistent with the 2023 guidance. Our NPL coverage ratio ended the quarter at 164%, and excluding 100% provisioned credits, it stood at 244%. Market NII improved again and will continue this trend in the coming quarters, with the portfolio repricing and also with the expected interest rates drop. In client NII, the pressure comes from lower credit portfolio growth and origination mix in lower risks and spreads operations. Total NII had a contraction of 0.6% in the annual comparison. In fees, credit card revenues continue to perform well, and we see room for improvement in revenues from asset management and investment banking operations. The other lines continue to be pressured by regulatory and market conditions. We are below the guidance floor, but we expect improvement in the second half of this year. Operating expenses grew 11.3% in the first half compared with 2022. We continue with our efficiency and cost control actions, aiming at optimization of our structures and improvement in results. The other expenses and revenues line is what has most pressured total expenses due to the lower comparison base in 2022. Insurance continues to expand, presenting a growth of 11.7% in the year, with premiums evolution and improvement in the loss ratio. We believe that the insurance operation will continue to perform well for the rest of 2023. Finally, in capital, we continue with a comfortable position. The Tier 1 ratio grew 34 bps even with the full provisioning of interest on capital. We also maintain a strong liquidity position with our LCR reaching 178%. The operational dynamics that we have seen so far have led us to review some lines of the guidance. We revised downwards our growth expectation in the loan portfolio to a new range of 1 to 5% and consequently reduced our expectation for total NII growth to 2 to 6%. On the other hand, we raised expectations for insurance with the new guidance range between 21 and 25% growth for the line. We also improved our expectations for operating expenses, considering projections related to our efficiency actions and lower inflation expectations. The new guidance ranges from 7 to 11%. Credit provision expenses guidance remains between 36.5 and 39.5 billion reais. And we believe we will close the year probably at the top of the range. In fees, the range of 2 to 6% remains valid, as we project improvement in some lines in the second half. Thanks for listening to our podcast. On our investor relations website, you will find complete information about the results, and our team is also available to answer your questions. Thank you very much for your attention.